Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight for a review of the news. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? There was someone asking if there's a shortage of gas, can he use the farts of an e-tot he bought on the internet to heat his home? I'm ashamed at the state of degeneracy of the manhood in this chat. I think there needs to be something fixed here. If you have one of these bottled Delphine farts or bat bubbles, bat water, used bat waters by one of these e-tots, you are in a difficult position. Don't do that. Farham had a great way of phrasing the problem that we've perceived in the man that I've called on the Ask Me Anything about 2 weeks ago. He says, I realize what really bugged me about the guy that won't impregnate his hot, loyal Asian girlfriend. It's that even when they're literally millimeters away from impregnating their woman and having babies, they've still got a project that comes first. They dodged the trans, gay, anti-natalist propaganda. They avoided being tricked by the leftist family model. They overlook the consumerist lifestyle that carpets the world they occupy in every direction. Even the gatekeeping of very refined right-wing posers were overcome and they are set on the right track of the right-wing family lifestyle. But she's not white enough. She's half white. It's like fucking Frodo is standing there over the fires of Mount Doom. He's come all this way through untold perils and treachery that should have defeated him, but somehow didn't. Now at the edge of the abyss with Samwise Gariepi shouting for him to make that last effortless step to accomplish your life's true purpose, they disastrously find another project that they've decided to put first. We've got to save the white race, and so this power of reproduction must be postponed. That is exactly how I see the people. You have to be absolutely insane to have access to a reproductive partner. She's beautiful, she's loyal, it's going well between you two, and you have thoughts of saving the white race. Maybe we're getting trolled, but I hope there's not a single man as stupid as this, but these people did come on my show and did say these worries, so you have to believe that it's possible. Etoile says, whenever you do AMAs, I'm always shocked by the amount of callers who say they're vaxxed. Yes, I've been depressed after the two last AMAs because it seems that the people in this community have all of the information. They know it's a bad idea. They know that they're getting extorted, and yet they still do it. It shows the power of the mob. The power of the mob is not so much to convince people, genuinely, but it puts people in a state of fear that they will still do it. They will comply. And it's I'm not surprised. This is the nature of human beings. That's why I hate human beings. They comply with anything. They respond to force, they respond to intimidation, they respond to social pressure against even their own rationality and their own intelligence. I'm sure the people who have called and who described these things about themselves, I'm sure that they're very intelligent. They seem very intelligent. They have all of the rational processes to understand what's going on, and yet they still do it. Joe Rogan says if he has to walk on eggshells on his show, he will quit. Fuck that. Joe Rogan is giving Spotify an ultimatum again. Joe Rogan said that if it comes to a point where he has to walk on eggshells on his show, he will quit, and made it clear his show requires sincerity. Without it, he said, the show wouldn't have success. Bullshit, Joe Rogan. You self-censor all the time. You kneeled when you didn't have to kneel. You apologized for using the N-word back in the days where you felt that it was acceptable to do so. You have mischaracterized your own intent in a joke to soften the revolt against you, claiming there was no racist intent when in fact it was a racist joke. Why don't you stand for what you described there? Like, this is bullshit. You're not standing for free speech. Your show selects its guests. Your show wouldn't have a bunch of guests, including me. So you prefer to have losers like YouTube, random YouTubers like TJ and other people because they're aligned with your show, but you wouldn't have someone like me who's actually doing some original thinking, totally in theme with what you've been covering throughout your show. So bullshit, you are on eggshells all the time, and it's not even a new thing from Spotify. It's a trademark of you, and your show is not about free speech. I hate it when they surf on the wave of, oh yeah, I'm against censorship, but in the end they cuck. Steven Robinson says, F, did you lose contact with the show? Thomas O'Ward says, I was very happy on the day JF decided to end his self-censorship and quit YouTube for Odyssey. Now, if he allows based racial slurs and anti-Semitism in the chat, I will be in a state of bliss. I think he's kidding. Of course, we still have to respect the rules of the platforms I'm on. Odyssey has rules, so no, that would not be allowed. Andino asks, Jordan Peterson, how psychology can explain why Antifa is so evil and bad. Jordan Peterson says, it's revenge against God for the crime of being. And then he starts crying.
I wanted to ask you about based on your knowledge, your background, your clinical experience, what is the psychology of this mob violence? When I see it,
what the fuck is happening with Andino? Isn't this guy a millionaire? Giant Twitter account and all? Where does he live? He live in the basement somewhere? In a 1.5 rooms rent apartment? What is happening? And the quality of the video, the synchronization, isn't good. What's up, Andino? Where do you put all that money?
I don't even recognize some of these. They seem animalistic, is what I mean.
They're worse than animals. They're worse than animals because animals, they just kill to eat, you know? Human beings, they have a twist in them that makes them far worse than animals when they really get going. Well, I think you really want to know what I think? I think it's revenge against God for the crime of being.
What if God doesn't exist, though?
That's really what I think. It's Cain and Cain and Abel. It's like, oh, Abel's your guy, eh? God, how about if I take him out in the field and beat him?
They're talking about the far left Antifa. They are revolted against God because God exists.
To death. How do you feel about that? All my sacrifices went unrewarded. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, that's what it is at the bottom of the hell of things.
I love the little crack in his voice. It's like, I've gotten accustomed to it. At this point, it's like it's a little comfort for me hearing Jordan B. Peterson cry a little bit. It's like there's not a single subject he can talk about and not be driven toward tears. At this point, it's like Antifa. 1 minute later, he's crying, his voice is cracking. Yeah, well, that is not a good explanation for someone who believes that God doesn't exist. So Antifa behavior is simply a niche in the ecology of human societies. And there are people in that niche because that niche works to a certain extent. Join me on Entropy. It is my favorite platform for super chats. It is the right place to send me your super chats and questions tonight. The right way to support the show. Or you can use the support button on Odyssey. They are now allowing USD credit card hyper chats, and that's wonderful. Was retreating from Kiev the plan all along? Because you can interpret what's happening in Ukraine right now as a genius military strategy. send forces to Kiev so that you don't have to face them, as they get so much busy with defending Kiev, you don't have to face them in Donbass, and that frees the real military operation that you're interested in, which is to take over Mariupol and expand the current Donbass occupation to the limits that Vladimir Putin sees fit. I think there's nothing against this interpretation that I've seen. I think it's a very possible interpretation. I think Kiev may not have been a primary target all along. I see Frank De Silva is now subscribed to Odyssey. Glad to see you, Frank. You know, you've been sending lots of chats back in the days on YouTube. We've communicated by email. It's good to see you right here on Odyssey. He says, religiosity always brings out those that claim to be intellectuals. And in the end, their psychopathology is revealed. Peterson has been weak from the outset. Absolutely correct observation. I think you're right. There is a prism of religion through which we can see the worst in these intellectuals. And this is what led Peterson to ridicule himself, talking about different kinds of truth on the Harris podcast back in the days. That's where I've seen the weakness. But also when it comes to God, and I won't say if I believe in God, and then, oh yeah, I believe in God. Oh, I've tried to not believe in God, but I believe in God. You can see the oscillation. Putin, I've made a show 2 weeks ago, I believe, that was called Putin's Gas Option. And I think that we are in the scenario where Putin is about to use his gas option. He should have went quicker than this. He should have done it the night I did my show. Use the gas option right now, you suddenly cut all flow to Europe. But instead, he has gone through a long tactic, which is to say, oh, we will expect payments in rubles. And now the European countries have confirmed we will not pay in ruble. So that means that he has to cut the supply. But had he done it earlier, he could have surprised them at least and inflict more pain. Putin signs decree ordering gas exports to be halted if buyers don't pay in rubles. So contrary to expectations that Vladimir Putin was bluffing about collecting rubles in exchange for Russian energy exports, moments ago a decree signed by the Russian president confirmed that that was not the case. He actually signed the decree that says to the gas companies, stop sending gas if they don't pay in ruble. If they don't pay in ruble, they haven't paid. And his rationale around this is totally understandable. He's saying, look, they paid to American banks and then this money gets frozen, or European banks, and the money just disappears. So as far as we're concerned, they haven't paid and we won't be able to access that money. So what is it worth it for us if any amount of money we accumulate in an account is threatened by sanctions to be frozen? It's basically you not paying, and we will consider it a unilateral breach from your side.
Today I signed a decree that establishes rules on selling Russian natural gas with the so-called unfriendly states. We suggest to the contractors from such countries a transparent and easy to understand system to buy Russian natural gas. They have to open a ruble account in Russian banks. These accounts will be used to pay for the gas that will be supplied starting from tomorrow, starting from April 1st of 2022. If such payments are not made, we will consider it as failing.
So this is starting tomorrow.
To perform the contract by the buyer, with all the consequences followed by this. No one is selling anything for free, so we are not going to be involved in charity as well. So the current contracts will be stopped. And I would like to emphasize here, in the circumstances when the financial systems of the Western countries are used as weapon, when the companies from these states refuse to implement contracts with Russian banks, enterprises, and individuals, when assets in dollars and euros are frozen, to use foreign currencies of these countries doesn't make sense. And what is happening, what has already happened, we are supplying gas to European consumers. They are receiving gas, they pay in euro, then they freeze this payment themselves. So we have every reason to consider that the part of the gas that we supplied to Europe, we basically supplied for free, free of.
So that's what happened. He gave gas to Europe, they pay, but then the money is frozen. So that's like you didn't pay. So totally understandable. And I think it's a reasonable request. I see that our friend Philip Fabry is live with 300 viewers. It's great to see Philip Fabry shine in his live streaming activities in France. Very happy. I was just seeing it here. Oops, I'm in front of it. Philip Fabry live now. Wonderful. I'm happy for Philippe. The situation of the war is that there is some amount of withdrawing, although it's really small portions of the surrounding around Kiev. And this is being represented in Twitter and the mainstream media as the Ukrainian army reconquering these parts. But, you know, given that the Russian army has already announced that they were backing off from these parts, it's still no proof that the Ukrainian army is capable of reconquering an entire city that was fully taken over by the Russians. Meanwhile, we have some activity here. So there is reinforcements coming into the Luhansk region. So it seems that the decision of Putin to really concentrate on this part is happening. There are reinforcements right here. And Russian troops blown up the dam of Oskil Water Reservoir. So it looks like some activity will be happening in this line where we are starting to see targets to disrupt activities on the activities on the Ukraine side. We see heavy explosions here. It looks like Putin will cut here. That would be an interesting strategy to protect Luhansk and Donetsk from further attack or attempts to take back these territories by the Ukrainian army, and also to expand, because let us not forget that at the beginning of this war, the Ukrainian army had pushed Donetsk and Luhansk to smaller regions than what they originally were. So basically, they were a part of these regions under the control of the Ukraine army. Tucker says, did CRP flee Ukraine? No, CRP is still in a basement in Kharkiv, and he is unable to leave, so he will have to stay there for a while until the conflict is resolved or until one of the sides fully control this territory. So that's the situation of Coach Red Pill, and he's still publishing his analysis of the war. It's quite beautiful to see our friend the CRP shine in this special moment. Thomas Howard says, Peterson critiques sometimes offer a decent criticism by pointing out his solutions are common sense. Putin's actions are surprising in today's world by being rational and commonsensical as well. I'd be curious to know Putin's opinion of Peterson. Yeah, that would be an interesting crossover. Interesting crossover. WEF Klaus Schwab warns global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected. Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum this week, warned of global cyber attacks and worldwide disruptions with food and energy system. He's like, oh, it's going to happen, guys. He can't wait. He cannot even retain himself from displaying his expectation. And Dino says, no shit, Sherlock. Yeah, we were expecting this from the very beginning of this war. In fact, even before this war. Progress also on the side of Mariupol. There is now an official military administration of the Mariupol city. DPR chief Denis Pushilin ordered the formation of the Mariupol city administration. So an official announcement, that's a takeover of Mariupol politically. It's great. It's great. I think it will be great to stabilize the area and and to cement the land bridge that Putin has essentially defended up to now between Crimea and the DPR. As far as the progress on the map analysis, that's exactly as I described. Kiev taking back some of these regions that are now abandoned by the Russians, but that's on order of retreating from Kiev. And the points of activity to follow will be right here. You see some claimed Russian control over Ukrainian territory. The land bridge has been secured and Mariupol is basically completely destroyed. Frank De Silva says, what is the general consensus of Putin using Muslims to highlight the Mariupol / Crimea attack? Chechens are Muslim. No. Yes, they are. Well, the way I see it is this is a regular thing in history to be using foreign troops for the dirty tasks. We've seen this. Basically all empires work like this. They conquer. They then take the people that they've conquered and they have them join a war on their side. It's an old way to do things, but it's what happens. And I wouldn't say that modern war has been much different other than in the hypocritical approach to it, in the sense that we've seen the US do this, but much more indirectly. Well, Agent PSI says Chechens are not foreign, JF, they are Russian citizens. They are foreign to the extent that they were dominated by the Russian army. So they've been integrated to the Russian Empire, if you will. That was what, in 2000, 2001? Don't quote me on the year, but I think it dates from about 20 years ago, wasn't it? I would have to Google the Chechen War. Maybe someone on the regular chat knows, but that's what empires do. They dominate, they win a war, they recruit the locals to their task, whether it's economic or military. They integrate to the empire. The US has done this too in the Middle East, but in a much more hypocritical way, where we've been funding groups that eventually we ended up calling terrorists, you know. And I say we, I'm talking of the US here. The US has been funding groups to face local armies, to deploy revolutions of all kind. And when it didn't work, they either gave up or they sent reinforcement to do the job with domestic fighters. So yes, that's what all empires do. And the idea, I guess, from the central perspective is to lead to less disruptions for your own population, to develop less of an anti-war sentiment in your own population, at least as first, and to reduce the cost in lives of the heart of the empire. I guess this is always, and the cost, even the economic cost, is probably lower. Biden's latest plan to curb soaring gasoline prices angers drillers. So Biden has made the highest release announcement of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve of the U.S. We are talking about getting rid of 30% of the reserves within the next 6 months. And so this is a massive entry of gasoline onto the market, where I think we've already seen a kind of beginning of an impact on price. However, it's a temporary measure, and eventually these reserves will need to be repleted. So from a long-term strategic perspective, it's not very smart to do this. perhaps Biden thinks that the Ukraine war then in 6 months will have less impact and may not even be ongoing then, if there's some kind of a peace agreement, and perhaps things would stabilize and sanctions would be lifted and the Russian oil would come back on the market. But I think if it ends up being a very long war where Putin is not satisfied with the regions already conquered and he wants more and it extends into many years, then this will have been a temporary fix that will make things worse in the end, because in the end there won't be any reserves left and there won't be a way to kind of skew the market toward low gas price. So it's a temporary band-aid. John Drake says $5 downward move in the market. Yes, so today, I mean, I didn't look at the market, but I actually went to fill my gas tank and the price were a little lower, not yet at the normal level though. US doesn't have real information. Kremlin rejects claim that Putin is being misled by advertisers. The Kremlin responded on Thursday to the prior day's White House and Pentagon statements, claiming that Vladimir Putin is being purposely confused and misled as to the poor state of Russian operations inside Ukraine, due to being fed misinformation by his top generals and advisors. I had covered this news item. I had said it doesn't make sense. I don't think it's the case. The United States intelligence community doesn't have access to what's going on in the close circle of Putin, so I found this ridiculous as a suggestion. And now the Russians are denying this, so it doesn't look real. I think that the intelligence American side is either deploying just pure bullshit for propaganda purposes, or they are eating their own bullshit. They are believing their own narrative that, oh, things are going bad for the Russians. Oh my God, they are displaying so much weakness. It's like, as far as I can tell, nothing as bad as what happened to the US in Afghanistan has happened right now to Russian forces. You've displayed more weakness in Afghanistan than the Russians are displaying right now in Ukraine. If you couldn't handle a clean exit from Afghanistan, how would you handle an invasion of Ukraine, Biden? Spud Ruckus says JFE is using the Wires Act for the production of electric cars, trying to push the global homo. Are electric cars part of the global homo? And I haven't been informed, but it's possible. Brief Historian says, is the buffering and low video quality an Odyssey issue or my connection issue? Well, it can be a mix of both at any point in time, but I think people can get very good quality and no buffering. Maybe people in the chat can let you know who's experiencing buffering type 1 and who's not experiencing buffering tonight type 2. And same thing for the resolution. Do you have good resolution type 2? Do you have bad resolution type 1? About the Truth Media says, never heard JF speak French. Never heard Henrique speak Swedish either, lol. Eh bien voilà, je parle français pour que tu puisses entendre ma voix. Je suis tout à fait correct à parler français. JP Morgan admits central banks need a recession to curb inflation. Over the past few months, we have repeated a statement which, because it is controversial and because it is true, sparked feigned outrage among financially illiterate macro tourists. We said that in light of the galloping inflation, which has crushed Biden's approval ratings and has ensured a landslide loss for Democrats in the midterms, the Fed desperately wants to create a recession, and at this rate, it will get it. Yeah, I guess that a recession is needed to balance things because, well, it will be good for chopping out of the economy all of the zombie economy that has been created precisely by the overexcitation and the money printing. So you always have to balance back, or else you are cementing a dependence on not the economic efficiency of your operations, but a dependence on COVID measures and crap and money printing and free money, basically. Crazy Catman says, one, but I'm on a VPN, so it's not a big surprise. Odyssey.com will get there one day. Gotta keep using their hyper chat feature help them pay the bills and support JF too. Exactly. They've been improving visibly every week, basically, since we're here. So I'm confident it will keep going. GameStop soars 20% after announcing stock split. Oh my God, GameStop is has so much high value that they're now splitting their stock so that it looks like they have lower value. GME squeezing. It's a bizarre phenomenon, this GameStop thing, because it's been lasting. It's not been a fad. It's been lasting now more than a year. And somehow the craziness around this stock, which has no value by the standard of its activities, but that people have decided that it had value, it keeps pumping at random moments in the year. Video appears to show Ukrainians gains near northern city of Chernihiv. Well, yeah, you're making gains where the Russian army is retreating. So what is this phrasing? Video appears to show you have a retreat. So you've taken back the lands where there were abandoned Russian vehicles. So the videos seem to show Ukrainian gains. Are they gains if the enemy has withdrawn? And Crazy Catman is saying you should buy the revolutionary phenotype. Definitely. The revolutionary phenotype, still a very powerful book. I love it more and more as time goes, because I have less of the hurt around the work that it took to write this. And I have more of the pleasant aspect of enjoying it. The revolutionary phenotype. If you haven't bought it, do it. Solomon Islands rejects backlash over planned security deal with China. The Solomon Islands have come under harsh criticism from Australia over the Pacific Island nations' plans to sign a security pact with China. Oh my God, we have a mirroring of the NATO situation here. It's like there's going to be a kind of empire extension for the Chinese. They will start guaranteeing security to various islands. They will culturally influence these islands. They will immigrate to these islands. According to a leaked draft of the agreement, which hasn't been finalized, the Solomon Islands could request China to send police, armed police, military personnel, and other law enforcement and armed forces. China would also be able to make ship visits to carry out logistical replenishment in and have stopover and transition in Solomon Island. We are amazingly, because I don't think I've predicted this or that I expected this, but we are back in the time of the extension of empires. Very interesting. I mean, and by that I mean other empires than the US, other empires than the West. So it's very interesting because we have seen many decades. In fact, for all of my life, the US has been the expanding empire. And now we're seeing other countries claim their right to do so, while the US is kind of down or doesn't seem to have much of a direction for expansion. Very interesting. And I think the US has gotten so subversive, so non-military in its attempts to expand. And you look at what they've been trying to do in Afghanistan. It's like programs for LGBT, and let's put up the LGBT flag on the Afghan a diplomat place, a building of some kind. Like try to make a nation totally adhere to an ideology that doesn't stem from there and that doesn't have a place there. Trying to just export the American ID as it stands right now, which hasn't even proven its ability to maintain the American nation itself, let alone fucking Afghanistan. I think this aspect of the America transition to more subversive campaigns and what they're doing in Ukraine is basically the definition of the subversive without the military. I think it it signs the beginning of the end for the American Empire. About the truth in media says, I'm going to ask God on Judgment Day why people only criticized white empires. Well, I think we're entering a different game here where precisely the telescope will be put, the lights will be turned away from just white people as evil, and people will start diluting their hate toward different people. There will be the Russians, the Chinese, and we'll see what happens with it. Justat says, islands, what's up with the inflection in your voice when you pronounce that word twice, JF? Well, I'm a French guy. I'm trying to cover the news in English. But yeah, sometimes, like out of nowhere, my brain will fail at doing the true English pronunciation. So that's what happened with island. That's just the French brain taking over for a couple of seconds and then kicking back out. Russian military steal 14 tons of humanitarian aid. According to Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk, food and medicine supplies delivered to Melitopol by 12 buses were stolen by Russians. Negotiations are underway to evacuate people by these buses to Zaporizhzhia. That's what happens. This is war, so everything is fair in war. So you have soldiers who are looking for a way to sustain themselves, and they are foraging from within what's available. And what's available is the humanitarian aid here. Liquid says, Ma mère est Québécoise, mon père est Acadien. I'm as French-Canadian as it gets, JF. All right. I do not deny this. I do not question this. Stephen Robinson is on Entropy. He says, how would you say this in English? Quelle sorcière a souhaite qu'elle veut? It's a bizarre phrasing. I don't understand what the phrasing means. I guess what it means is such a sorceress would be the one wishing such a wish. See? You know, so it says, I would expect a sorceress of that kind to have that kind of wish, or that kind of wish could only have come from such a kind of wish could only have come from such a sorceress. That's what it means. Stephen Robinson also says, JF, have you heard that Pfizer sponsors the Oscar and that the slap was marketing for their new alopecia medication? Oh my God. I don't know if that's true. I would have to verify, but that is funny. It's funny because it illustrates just how deep the, you know, people who are tracking every actions of Pfizer, they would detect that kind of thing, and they would report it and complain about it. Interesting possibility. I think it would be a good parody, definitely. If it's not true, I would do a parody sketch about it. Justat says, you pronounced it perfectly well, JF, but just the inflection up in your vocal cord range sounded like how the MSM readers and academic instructors speak these days. Yeah, I mean, but I know what you mean. There was an unnatural inflection then when I said I land. But that was just me trying to pronounce the word as best as I could and kind of my brain bugging. The Kiev Independent, Germany, France reject Russian demand to make gas payments in rubles. German Economy Minister Robert Habeck said Moscow's move is an unacceptable breach of contract that amounts to blackmail. It's important not to give a signal that we will be blackmailed by Putin. And I love what this guy commented. He says, are we saying Germany confiscates Russian money and property and that's not blackmail, but Russia is blackmailing Germany by demanding money that can't be confiscated. I'm embarrassed by the double standard. It's like, yeah, I mean, Russians just have asked, hey, can you pay us in the money that we can use? Or like, because if we can't use the euros, if we are so sanctioned that the euros are meant nothing to us, that's like not paying. Can we get something that we can use? And they're like, this is blackmail. Well, what's most important in terms of blackmail? Having a request to have a settlement in the money you can use, or just denying the banking rights of the adversary? Stephen Robinson says, JF is an... What do you mean here? I'm not reading this. I'm deleting. I don't know what you're talking about. Ukrainian air defense shut down some object over Kharkiv. So the conflict around Kharkiv is continuing. This is a shooting down of missiles or perhaps planes or drones. Video of incendiary ammunition used during the night. Wow. All this white phosphorus that every bit of it will keep burning and light up stuff in wherever it falls. It will light up fires. That is very impressive. Filmed during the night. Incendiary ammunition. So that's another picture. Apparently it was in the Donetsk region, probably the same strike here. So those are ammunitions that are meant to light up durable fires everywhere they land. Unloading of a train with a Tornado Ural trucks, more than 30 units without identification marks and license plates, is being carried out at the railway station in Yelsk's Gomel region. So that's in the north of Ukraine. It looks like there are some vehicles arriving, and those are vehicles of material transportation. So perhaps it reveals the strategy of sustaining a kind of distant Kiev siege of some kind, or at least some kind of presence for the Russian forces. So if you see a bunch of trucks like this happen arriving, it could be for maybe getting the Russians out, or it could be for sustainability and transport to regroup and recuperate with the troops. All right. A reporter from the Chinese TV channel CGTN Russia, Dmitry Maslak, visited the crash site of a downed Ukrainian Armed Forces helicopter. All right, so a full crash for the helicopter. The situation in southern Ukraine and Donbass remains extremely difficult. Yeah, so the Ukraine, by the way, it's like this guy is always lighted up with the same contrast. He is super lighted up, like studio type lighting. And he's standing on a street that is very poorly lit up. Is it because they have soft boxes right there on the street, or is that a green screen work? I mean, this is just bizarre. The way he's kind of detached from the environment, it's not what I would expect from natural optics filming a guy on the streets. I mean, am I the only one to see a green screen work here? Anyways, what he describes is basically... Yeah, Ukraine has been failing at leading the fight on the southern front, which is why it's a very reasonable reasonable understanding of that war, that this was the point of interest, the primary point of interest for Putin, and the other efforts in the north were never true efforts. He never dedicated a massive amount of forces for these efforts. They were just meant to attract attention. John Drake says, green screens in 1997's Whack the Dog look more real. Yes, they do. Male contraceptive pill found 99% effective in mice with no observable effect. A team of scientists said Wednesday they had developed a male oral contraceptive that was 99% effective in mice and didn't cause observable side effects, with the drug expected to enter human trials by the end of this year. 99% effective. I don't like this. I don't like this pill. We already have enough problems for our boys who are getting pussy and they are fucking women, but they somehow insist to put condoms and they think, oh, it's not the right time to make babies. I don't want another option for them to sterilize themselves. It's already hard enough. Let's get rid of this pill. We all hope Clarence Thomas dies. UCLA faces new free speech controversy over social media posting. UCLA, one moment. UCLA is facing a new free speech controversy after its director of race and equity, Jonathan Perkins, tweeted that he, like many, hoped Justice Clarence Thomas would die rather than recover from his recent illness. This is their director of race and equity. I mean, Clarence Thomas is a black member of the U.S. Supreme Court. How can you be so insensitive? Of course, it's not about sensitivity. It's ultimately about taking sides and tribalism. And even if Clarence Thomas is black, they understand that he's not in their tribe. And so he's always going to be against the liberal tribe. And therefore, he's an enemy. And therefore, they wish death upon him. I wouldn't be offended by this if it wasn't that every time the contrary happens, like when death is wished upon, who was this old leftist on the Supreme Court? I don't even remember her name, but she's dead. But we couldn't wish her death, or at least if we did, we were socially rejected, and people were talking about how wrong that is on Twitter. But when it's a right-winger, it's okay. Geobru, that is that your name, or Jayobra? He says, JF, you should do a show concerning Clarence Thomas and the nonsense surrounding his appointment. Yeah, it's a very spectacular moment of American history where they've pulled exactly what they've pulled against Brett Kavanaugh. And it's so similar as a pattern that you have to understand this is not natural. This is caused by intelligence agencies. And liberals and leftists in general. They start campaigns of false allegations against men when these men access the Supreme Court because they're too right-wing. That's just what they do, and that's what they did. With Clarence Thomas, it was like some kind of dirty sexual allegations, and I would have to look at the details, but I remember very much as very emotional testimony in front of these false attacks. And he described this as a lynching. He says it's a modern lynching. And that is all good. We have to understand that this is going on across America, not just to the people accepted in Supreme Court. The original cancel culture that a lot of men will encounter is the family court, where exactly that kind of false allegation happened. And so please understand, it's a functional part of the leftist system, this whole canceling of men, attacking men, and attacking, claiming that they have caused either violence or sexual violations of all kind. it is a mechanism and it's a strategy. And we need to stop having special pleading for these big names like Brett Kavanaugh and Clarence Thomas and reject the attack on men as a whole in the entirety of society, because those are just the tip of the iceberg. And it's a technique that basically works. Unfortunately, the leftists are successful because they don't care about people actually believing the allegations. They care about putting out hit pieces, being able to mention in some journal, in some newspaper like the Daily Beast, that, oh, take a note forever on the internet that this guy has been accused. And they don't care about whether this accusation is real or whether it even convinces the reader. It's really a kind of note to network away from certain people. It's a hidden signal to the other liberals to say, this guy, don't talk about him. Don't talk positively about him. And in the family court, it happens at the personal level without even press conferences or press article. But it's the same thing. And there are networking of females. When these allegations come out in court, they team up, and your exes sometime will want to get involved in the case just to trash your life further. We have to combat all of it by basically making illegal false allegations. Illegal. And the thing is, it's already illegal, but we have to apply the law, and we have to make the law so much harder. We have to basically criminalize hit pieces to begin with. There's just no legitimate reason why you would write a hit piece where you're just denigrating a man for some of his ideas, but for some claims about his personal life that are not founded in fact. Free speech wins in Finland after Christianity is put on trial. Thanks to a free speech defending court, a member of parliament in Finland has been acquitted after publicly stating her biblical beliefs, but the law firm defending her predicts an appeal is likely because the faith-hating prosecution is under pressure to punish its client for her beliefs. She was prosecuted for hate speech over her belief about homosexuality and marriage. Basically, she doesn't believe that marriage applies to homosexual couples or should apply, and that was considered hate speech by the prosecutor, but he lost this case for now. So good news for freedom of speech in Finland. If that can last in any way, I'd be surprised. Thomas O'Ward says, honestly, Kavanaugh's opinion on the CMS vaccine mandates for healthcare workers has been, as my rethinking is confirmation. I wish his nomination had been withdrawn and a different nominee confirmed. Amy Coney Barrett is better. Kavanaugh will prove to be very weak justice. Yes, but both are weak in my view. I'm very disappointed by both of them, not joining systematically the side of Clarence Thomas and the true right-wingers of the Supreme Court. I think it's a total disappointment, and it shows that Trump wasn't intelligent in this. He gave us nominees that probably were recommended to him by channels that are deep state linked and that are ultimately interested at softening the Republican side of the Supreme Court. But whether Brett Kavanaugh is performing good as a justice is an independent question from whether he should have been brought in the mud of false allegations the way he did. Even if he was a liberal, he shouldn't have been subjected to cancel culture. John Drake says, agreed, he is weak, 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 she's weak too. Yeah, I mean, it's, who's the Justice Gorsuch? That's a good model. Why anyone would not side with this guy every single decision, I don't understand. Is that Gorsuch his name? And Clarence Thomas, also very good. But these middle ground right-wingers, they're a loss because you don't have middle ground leftists on the Supreme Court. You have leftists that pursue the interest of leftism, including abortion and everything else. But we give middle ground right-wingers, so we end up losing with all this. Biden suggests buying an electric vehicle to save money on gas, says a typical driver will save about $80 a month for not having to pay gas at the pump. I mean,
under my plan, which is before the Congress now, we can take advantage of the next generation of electric vehicles, that a typical driver will save about $80 a month from not having to pay gas at the pump.
Okay, but he's going to pay this $80 a month at the beginning when he buys the car, and then he's going to have to pay even when his battery breaks. He's going to have to pay higher fees and maintenance of the car. Look, this doesn't work. I made the calculation. It is just not interesting for most people to buy electric vehicles right now. Period. You're paying more at the beginning than what you will save, so it's not worth it. CDC removes COVID-19 travel health notice for cruise travel. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday lifted its COVID-19 risks warning for cruise travel after 2 years. Well, that was about time. Anyways, these cruises are fully vaccinated and they're getting COVID outbreaks. So it's not working, your stuff. And finally, as a last news item before we close the show, Gonzalo Lira says, "Ants, are we the baddies?" This classical quote from a bunch of Nazis starting to ask themselves, "Are we the baddies?" In reference to a California introduces a new bill that would allow mothers to kill their babies up to 7 days after birth. They're pushing. They're going to keep pushing. It's unbelievable, but they're down to that point, which would be a right-wing parody or a joke a couple of years ago, but it seems that it's real. How does that work? I mean, does the father have a say? I'm sure not in California. Thomas Howard says, "Sounds like a Babylon Bee article." Yeah, well, let's Google it. New bill, California, kill babies up to 7 days after birth. No, it doesn't seem to be a joke. Right there we have... I'm trying to find a trustable media source. Here's the bill. We have the government bill. It's in the legislature. Let's look for 7 days. 7 days. It's hard to find the place in the legislature. Do you guys know where it would say in the bill that you can kill a baby up to 7 days? The performance of an abortion is unauthorized if performed by someone else than the pregnant person, and if either of the following is true. Well, I can't find the place where it says 7 days. The coroner shall have the discretion to determine the extent of inquiry to be made into any death occurring under natural circumstances and falling within the provision of this section. The people of the state of California do enact as follows. Well, I'm going to have to read that more in depth to determine if Coach Red Pill was fooled or if there really is a clause in there allowing 7 days for killing the baby. I guess it takes the form of a much more subtle statement, but I have to read it in full before I can judge this. Was retreating from Kiev the plan all along? 6 people have answered no. 3 people have answered yes. I think it was. I think it was the plan all along. Ah, we've got a screenshot of the place where it says... Well, some people say weeks, some people say months. Okay, let's have a look at the section. Notwithstanding any other law, a person shall not be subject to civil or criminal liability or penalty or otherwise deprived of their rights based on their actions or omissions with respect to their pregnancy or actual potential or alleged pregnancy outcome, including miscarriage, stillbirth or abortion, or perinatal death. Wow, so technically, okay, I can see that. I can see that if the woman just jumps at the head of the baby and just cracks it, that would be a perinatal death, and that would basically exempt her from any criminal responsibility or civil responsibility. So yes, I would say based on this wording, there is absolutely no criminal responsibility or civil responsibility and no potential suit possible from the father if she just cracks the neck of the baby around the birth. That's worrying. Oh, and I'm reading a little more, and notwithstanding any other law. So that means even if you have another law that says, oh yeah, it's a crime to do this, no, notwithstanding. Notwithstanding would mean, as far as I understand it, and we have this word in the Canadian constitutional legislature and history of legal precedents. Notwithstanding means you can't even have another law that would say, so anything that happens around perinatal death is like, the mother is exempt. I mean, my imagination is rolling. Imagine everything that becomes possible in California. Ugh. Thank you.